Good morning. Today is March 20th, 26, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. The U.S. dollar is entering Friday trading within favorable ranges, attempting to recover after a week of mixed performance. Overall, the dollar has slipped slightly, losing just over 0.5% according to the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index. Despite this modest decline, the dollar continues to benefit from its traditional safe haven status. That demand has been especially relevant this week, as escalating tensions involving Iran have significantly disrupted global energy infrastructure. Reports suggesting that the United States may consider taking control of Karg Island, Iran's primary oil export hub, introduce fresh volatility into the market. This comes after earlier comments from the president had briefly signaled a more stabilizing tone. Energy markets remain central to the broader macro picture. Elevated global gas prices are giving central banks additional flexibility, allowing policymakers to delay interest rate cuts and maintain a cautious, wait-and-see approach. Looking back at this week's central bank activity, officials across multiple economies expressed confidence in their current policy paths. At the same time, many acknowledge that the full economic impact of ongoing geopolitical tensions is still too early to assess in long-term forecasts. As a result, foreign exchange markets have traded inconsistently. The U.S. dollar, in particular, is hovering not far from where it began the year. In fact, the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index shows the dollar up approximately 0.2% since January 1st, despite experiencing swings as large as 3.5% in both directions. However, taking a broader view, the greenback has faced more significant pressure over the longer term. Since the start of 2025, the dollar has declined by nearly 9%. Ongoing developments around tariffs, shifting trade policies, and now a growing energy crisis have contributed to this extended weakness. Looking ahead to next week, market participants will be closely watching key economic indicators, including Purchasing Managers Index data and labor market figures, for further direction. Turning to the United Kingdom, the British pound has been one of the stronger performers this week, gaining over 1.3%. This follows a relatively hardworking tone from the Bank of England, where policymakers reached consensus to hold interest rates steady. The UK, like many economies, continues to balance persistent inflation pressures against slowing economic growth. Recent data showed an unexpected increase in public sector NetPAD for February, coming in at $14.3 billion compared to expectations of $8.8 billion. Looking forward, upcoming releases including Consumer Price Index data, retail sales, and Purchasing Managers Index readings may provide further support for sterling if inflation remains elevated. Meanwhile, UK 10-year gilt yields have climbed sharply, reaching their highest level since 2008. In Japan, the yen also strengthened this week after approaching levels that could have triggered foreign exchange intervention. Confidence from the Bank of Japan has helped support the currency, alongside its role as a safe haven asset during periods of global uncertainty. Disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz have had ripple effects across manufacturing and supply chains, prompting Japan to strengthen coordination with the United States. A recent visit to the White House by Prime Minister Sanae Takeuchi has been viewed as a positive step for the country's new leadership and its international economic strategy. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.